So is it easy for you to go out and buy illicit product? You can continue to let us know. 90333105. It may be somewhat less easy when the National Crime Agency take up the reins here. I want to speak to Eamon Malley, who's available on the line. Eamon, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Listening to the HMRC representative, certainly supportive of the National Crime Agency having any political restrictions lifted. Were you surprised by this yesterday, the support of the SDLP for the agency?
Well, I was surprised. I suppose everybody is ultimately surprised that this has happened. And the very fact, too, that Sinn Féin was in negotiations, again, I suppose, is a surprise. In political terms, though, I think the SDLP... making the jump, this what would some might describe, or certainly as some SDLP personnel might describe, as a bold move. I suppose it's a primary manifestation of the SDLP coming out from under the shadow of Sinn Féin. They might like my saying that, but on a lot of issues they line up with Sinn Féin. And the second point I would say is that on such a thorny issue as signing up for the National Crime Agency, it possibly illustrates the capacity for an opposition or a coalition of some unionism and SDLP. Because if the SDLP are prepared to take a leap of faith on an issue like this, well, there are a few more controversial issues. So in a sense, I think that this could form something of a basis for a potential opposition at some point in the Assembly, if that's the journey or the road the Assembly chooses to travel.
Do you think the SDLP are doing it to try and win the next election? They've done it very recently with regards to being, I suppose, well divorced from Sinn Féin in regards to abortion. Now they're doing it with the National Crime Agency, or at least they're trying to give the impression that they're leading the way.
I think that's a joke, Frank. I think that this will have no impact whatsoever electorally in terms of Sinn Féin's capacity to catch votes. I don't think this will have any.
Well, the abortion one would be down to votes from the SDLP's perspective.
Alex MacDonald has a very fixed position on that, and has always had one. And he's in a bit of a position of strength because he's a GP, and he spoke in his capacity very strongly and forcibly as a GP. So now, whether his medicine is sound, I'm not challenging it because I have no power or authority. But I doubt if this is going to alter the course of history. What is more, possibly even in a localised regional area like South Armagh, the emergence of Justin McNulty from a very distinguished GAA stronghold in a place like South Armagh, that possibly, if he emerges really and is ratified as the candidate in the Uri Armagh area against Conor Murphy, that could have a much more of an impact in an area like that. And if the SDLP could get the right candidates in the right areas, like Justin McNulty, then potentially that would impact much more. But this is rather arcane, a rather esoteric piece of or change of direction, and I'm not sure that people will jump up and down and say, God, well done to the SDLP, on we go, then let's support them.
Yes, but you understand that these strategies seem to be coming to fruition on the countdown to an election. That's the reason that I'm asking you. And they can argue now that they've had the leap of faith with regards to the National Crime Agency, whereas Sinn Féin are much more reticent about it. Sinn Féin would be particularly concerned about maybe the running of agents in the future, wouldn't they?
Yes, of course. But I mean, say, there's one area here which is unchallenged as far as I can see. And what I don't know, because one would have to examine the fine detail, and we're still somewhat in the dark in terms of accountability, etc. The SDLP's big thing is that the Ombudsman will have powers to investigate, that this will be run parallel to the accountability within the PSNI, Policing Board, etc., etc. But, and this is a big, big but, and I'm sure the lawyers will be looking very carefully at this, criminal lawyers especially, will public interest immunity certificates apply here? In other words, say there's a controversial incident involving some of these agents from outside Northern Ireland, and it goes to court. Will we, because of the national dimension to this, will we have the capacity of lawyers acting for the NCA. Well, they have the capacity to slap, courtesy of the Secretary of State, a public interest immunity certificate, in other words, to block access, discovery of material, etc. So that is the sort of finer detail, I think, which hasn't yet come into play in terms of public awareness. And I'm sure there will be criminal lawyers looking at this very, very carefully.
Do you think we're going to be a safer place with the National Crime Agency?
Aspirationally, that would be the hope. But I just listened to your caller earlier there about tobacco. You don't have to go to cubbyholes in some tumbling down house to find cigarettes or tobacco imported from the Far East or the Middle East or where. That's available in the stores. I mean, will this agency go into every single shop in every given area and it's like, okay, let's see your cigarettes? This won't stop it. This is wholesale stuff. Everywhere you go, this is going on
That's the difference between you and me. I wouldn't know where to go to buy illicit tobacco, but maybe you're more investigative than me. You would know where to go.
Well, let me say, I have knowledge of these things. I don't smoke. I hate smoking. In fact, on my website yesterday, I wrote a very anti-smoking ban. I want to ban all smoking in public places, not just in restaurants and pubs as happens, but I want smoking banned in all public places. So I'm certainly no supporter of smokers, but I live in the reality. I know for a fact you can get these imports, cheaper imports, readily available in stores.
Just on the banning the smoking, I know one of the cities down there have tried it.
Yes.
Do you think it'll ever come to pass?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. All you need is a bit of leadership. Jim Wells is doing it with the booze. He's going to make it more difficult and more expensive to buy cheap booze. And I think it's only a matter of time. It's courage and leadership. That's what we need here. When Micheál Martin did it in the Republic of Ireland, there were so many sceptics. But by God, he delivered it. And I think it's only a matter of time. I mean, the essence of what I was saying was I have been up and around the hospital over the years. I went to get my blood taken, and a lady got into the lift with me, and her reserves of toxics and smoke almost overwhelmed me in the lift. My point is that obviously the last thing she did, overweight, didn't look well, was have a puff outside the building, and then came in and shared a lift with me. Now, for a moment, I nearly decided not to get into the lift, but I thought it would be so unchristian, and I couldn't live with that. So I went in the lift with her. But my point is, the degree of toxicity which was imparted by that lady to me was not welcome. It's a very personal thing.
Yeah, but did you feel sorry for her, or were you angry at her?
Of course, of course. And the reason why I wrote the article was to lay bare my position. But at the same time, I pointed out, people criticise the National Health Service. Now, I couldn't criticise the National Health Service. But am I the fault line in the National Health Service? And I asked myself, is my blood pressure, when my blood pressure rises, is it because I'm consuming too much coffee? Is it because I'm not doing enough exercise? So am I the fault line in the National Health Service? And am I going into that health service to plug it up because I am not taking responsibility for my well-being? So I wasn't being righteous in the sense that the woman, this woman who probably has an addiction to cigarettes, I have an addiction to other things, maybe coffee, maybe not doing enough of exercise and all that type of thing. These are my fault lines, shortcomings. But the smoking of cigarettes in public places, I think inevitably that will have to stop.
Okay, Eamon, thank you very much. You can read about Eamon on EamonMalley.com, of course. 27 minutes past 9, you can read his article. 90333105 is our number. Good morning to you. I think we're so far away from the idea of smoking being banned outdoors in public spaces that I'd probably never see it in my lifetime. I, of course, can live in hope, as all of us probably would if you're not a smoker.